What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hey, hi, honey.
Hi. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am so happy to be here with Chelsea today. Chelsea is a former creative director of Shannon O'Hara and Talk to the Entities. She has a unique way of working with the elements of business to give them a powerful presence, beauty, and voice in the world. We're facilitating consciousness with everything that we do if we choose to. That's what Chelsea says. So welcome, Chelsea.
Hi, thanks, Venus. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's so great to be here too. I want to say, for personally to me, you've always been this like embodiment of joy, and it's always such a joy to be around you. So thank you for being that. Thank you for being that invitation. And yes, definitely.
Thanks.
Thank you for being
Venus.
Here.
Kind acknowledgement. I will take it. Thank you.
Sweet. So let's go ahead and just start. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself? What's your background?
Cool.
Where did you come from? Yeah.
I'm in Canada. I went to school for art, weirdly enough. And I never in a million years thought that it would matter again to me. I kind of like sloughed through and did the graphic design thing and did the like fine art painting, drawing thing. And I never, by the time I was done, I was just so over it. And it wasn't until years later, I had my son and actually moved my family to Europe when I met Shannon O'Hara and started working with her, that I started to like be into it again and thought that it had all of a sudden a different value in my life. So like all of a sudden art was like this valuable thing that could help put business out in the world and help create this like invitation for people to realize what else is out there, especially for the tools of access consciousness and other businesses that I had been working with. So that's the very short version of how I'm sort of here now. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we have an hour, so say as much as you want.
And we're done.
Right? Everybody, thank you for coming. No, actually. So, like, how did you get started with Shannon, let's even say? Like,
okay, cool. So that was, I mean, I thank that woman in my world every single day. She had an internship call out for interns, but at the time she was actually looking for an administrative person, which is like absolutely not mine at all. It's not my thing. But I loved her and I loved her facilitation, and I hopped on it and was like, I don't think I can do, I know I can do it. I can figure out anything. Mm-hmm. And it was just really light. I was totally following the energy. I was also living in Eastern Europe, which allowed for me to afford to do an internship. So it was like, this timing is too epic, you know, like, well, this must work in some way. And so we did, and we made it work. We had a couple conversations. I loved what she was doing so much. I was like, I know that I'm creating a job here and you weren't looking for this. Can I work for free for you for a bit? Like, would you at least just see what I've got? Let's see if this works. I mean, I hadn't really touched. I had started doing graphics very like loosely for a couple other facilitators and was like, I think that I have something here and I love what you do. So can I help you? What can I do here for you and with you? And we just like kind of went from there. And that really like snowballed into a few years that I worked with Shannon, and a really, really good time. We created a ton together. And that's also where I learned the tools of Talk to the Entities and really started engaging with the tools of Access Consciousness.
Hmm. Yeah. So when you say that you started like with something, a lot of people are like, wow, you started a job that wasn't really your job and you created your own job.
Yeah.
What, you know, how did that come to fruition? How did you develop that? Was it just through questions? Did you talk about it? Did you just start to see where there were holes? Like,
yeah, I mean, kind of all of those things, actually. You know, when you say following the energy, and I know mm-hmm. that that's probably going to be the next question, is what does that even mean? But mm-hmm. it was just like something in me just knew that there was a future there. And it felt fun. And it felt like more of me than I had had in any other position or job or almost anything that I had found yet, you know? So I was like, this feels too right to be wrong. So I was like, there's gotta be something here. And then asked a ton of questions too, and just knew that as difficult as it can be to totally start like with nothing and put yourself out there and not know that it's going to lead to anything, you know, like, well, no, but not know, no contract promised, no, it's in some ways it was just sort of like up to me to create my own life. It was like, this is up to me. I trust myself enough that I know that there's value for her in this and for Talk to the Entities in this and for me. And if you just keep riding on that and really trust and then take another step and then take another step and then keep asking, it's sort of just like laid out this whole stairway and I just kept walking. I just kept asking and taking another step. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, you said it. Why don't we tell people a little bit about, like, how do you follow the energy? What does that mean exactly?
It's like, when I talk to people about what is following the energy, I'm like, it feels too good to be true, straight up. It's like, if it feels like so much easier and less significant and like nothing like work, you're probably following the energy. And that's not to say that there is difficult pieces in there or there are challenges. Like, I followed the energy, but like I learned stuff that I never in a million years would have even known I could do, you know. Like, a huge part of my business now is creating websites, and I now have some really wonderful people that help me with them, but I did them myself. Like, if I needed to, I have a million times just created a website on a variety of platforms, and that isn't something that I knew going into working with Shannon and Talk to the Entities, but it's one of many things that I was just like, I gotta learn this. And that wasn't really easy, but it was a yes in my world. In my world, I was like, if I do this, so truth, if I choose to learn this, if I put the time in here, if I ask the questions, if I just keep going, what's that gonna create? And then you sort of wait for it. And you wait for either a space or a lightness or a heaviness. And that's your yeses and your noes. And so that's like kind of one of the fundamental tools of access, you know, which, I mean, we know, but for all of you all out there that do not know.
Do not just, know.
if it's heavy, it's a lie. And if it's light, it's a yes and it's truth. So the more you move towards the lightness in like every 10 seconds and you're asking questions, you're starting to create the life that you actually want and that is actually going to generate for you as you. Does that work? Is that like,
yeah, that's great. Well said. Yeah. Yep. And I'm wondering, like, I'm sure there's somebody out there going, okay, I get that. And I still need to make money to pay my bills.
Totally. And you do. And that's actually, you totally do. And I think that's sort of a common quote unquote mistake I think a lot of people make is, this isn't making me happy anymore. Slam the door. And it's like, no, add. What can you add? And what can you add? And what can you add? And like, really be pragmatic about stuff, you know? Like, so if right now you can acknowledge, cool, this isn't working. So truth is, it's working in any a relationship, a job. Truth is, it's working. And working meaning like, am I happy? Like, a workable life is actually enjoying it. And if you're having more bad days than good, and if it's not really working, what can you choose now? So truth is, this working? Yes or no, light or heavy, cool, move towards that. It's sort of like if you were to draw it out on like a little chart or like, you know, those like adventure books, those like choose your own adventure books, and you like go this path. If you follow the path of lightness, and you just keep going with it. So yes, this is working. No, it's not. Okay, this isn't working. Okay, cool. Now what? Not conclude that means I should quit my job and leave because that's the only option. Ask another question, you know, like, okay, so this isn't working, but is it the job? Is it my relationship? Is it where I'm living? Do I need to add more to my life? Because it's really easy to blame the one thing that you're spending your most time on for your unhappiness. And there can just be so many other things that aren't working that are contributing to the heavy or the not workingness, you know?
Mm-hmm. Could you maybe give us some examples of like how somebody might work through that and see that for themselves?
Totally. Okay, so for one, I guess it'd be like, so if you look at your life, and this is one of the things I've been working with a lot lately, is like actually honoring your life and taking care of your life. For a really long time, and I think it's a common thing for a lot of people, is to like have a life outside of them. And I was talking to a client and a friend the other day who we went down this path, and I went, gosh, you know, because it's so easy to get something right and be like, no, I work all the time and my work is going to be my life and I'll just do that without really engaging in the life you're living. Who do you speak to every day? What kind of coffee do you drink in the morning? What clothes are you wearing? Like all these things are components in your life that make it work and make it yummy and joyous and delicious and beautiful, or make it not work. And so, yeah, your job is one piece of it, for example, or your clothes are one piece of it, or your relationship is one piece of it. But if you were really to look and like take a survey of all of the pieces in your life and be like, okay, cool, what's working here and what's not? And that sounds kind of brutal and like black and white, but you get a sense of energy, and some stuff will be like a kinda, you know, what's working for me? Okay, is my house working for me? Yeah. Or no. Okay, well, what about it? What about this is working for me? What about it isn't? Do I need to live in a bigger house? Do I need to move? Does it need to be that? Like, and go through all of the possibilities that kind of come up and then choose towards that and not drop everything, move out and be irrational. But once you've like made a choice, even in your world, stuff will actually start to fall into place to create that more as your life. And so if you take a survey of all of the stuff, and it's like the things that we don't think about, the things that we think are so insignificant and don't matter or generate or contribute to us, are everything. It's like, what kind of furniture do you have? What kind of dishes are you eating off of? Every time you see them, do they make you feel beautiful and delicious and yummy and rich and happy? Or is it is it enough? Or is it okay? Or is it like the energy of survival?
Right. And isn't there actually like also an energy of mediocre? Like it's like, totally. Well, it doesn't light me up, exactly. But it also doesn't like, it's not broken.
No, it's fine. And to me, it is broken. If it doesn't light you up, it is broken.
Interesting.
Like, how do you want your life to feel? Broken or mediocre or working?
Right.
Like, you know, and like if you just start to gift yourself a little bit more of it and like start basic, like with your clothes, or if you're into, you know, your home or your home furnishings, or if you're even like, if you write a lot and you're into nice stationery or you need a new computer, like start with something, but then really acknowledge what that's bringing to your life. You know, like don't just like, oh, my computer's broke, get a new one, and then slough through until that's trashed and done too, and just use and use and use and use. That's like the opposite of receiving, having, and enjoying and being in your life.
Right. Well, and I love what you say, because it tells people like you can't start small. I mean, I remember Gary Douglas being like, he wanted a beautiful life, but he started with like buying a silver spoon antique at a thrift store. Like he started small, and now his home is beautiful and filled with antiques, and he's surrounded by beauty. But he knew what he wanted, and he could start where he was at.
Exactly. And like, noticing what that creates for you, I think, is so big. And that acknowledgement piece, because it's like you have this silver spoon in your hand, or you have this one beautiful dish that you love, or this sweater that you just went out. And like, you can find things in thrift stores. Like, it actually doesn't have to cost a lot of money. And the more you actually ask the universe to engage with you and like help you, it actually wants to see you happy. It wants your body to be pleased and in yummy, luxurious things, if that's your thing. And it'll help you. You can find stuff like cheap, cheap, cheap in thrift stores. And then, yeah, like you just said, you move to where you're at next. And then when you're at next and where you're at next. And then notice like what that creates for you. Stretching yourself thin and being like, I need a whole new house. What's that actually going to create? And it doesn't matter what you see other people doing. What's it going to create for you? What is your reality with this? The same beautiful pictures in a magazine are not going to be for you. That's not what your body necessarily wants. And that's just going to be another way to shut off your awareness and continue to be unhappy and then judge yourself because you feel like you've done something wrong.
Right. Well, that's kind of a comparison too. Like magazines are somehow the where it's at, and you're supposed to want that.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's the right way. This is the right way. And if it doesn't work for you, don't you know you're super wrong now?
So how might somebody just start, like, with some small steps that they could take, you know, in?
I would actually do a survey. I would, like, do a survey and notice what, like, really isn't working. Like, what always frustrates you? Or what do you have your hands on the most? Like, what are you in those? I work from home, so a really beautiful home is important to me. And clean. Clean, spacious, organized, beautiful home is really what, and I didn't notice until lately because I almost didn't matter enough to make it beautiful for myself. And then when I realized, wait a minute, like the universe actually, well, I'm going to ask for all of this, but it can't gift a gaping hole of non-receiving and having. It's just going to go, it'll be like drinking a glass of water. It'll just be like through it. And then you'll go through that. And then you'll go through that. And so I started to be like, wow, like what matters to me? What really matters to me? Like, okay, cool. A clean home that has lots of space and some beautiful things in it. Okay, well, what does that mean? And I started to look at where stuff wasn't working. Like, I had mismatched dishes and I hated it. So I found on Kijiji. Is it a Kijiji? Where are you?
I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Cool. Okay, so Craigslist, Kijiji yep. kind of thing.
Yeah, we have OfferUp.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That kind of. And I found, like, the most epically beautiful set of china. For a few hundred dollars. It's like a billion pieces. Like, I'm going to have, like, dishes for the rest of my life. Like, for dinner parties of 80. Like, and it's like $200. And I was like, okay, cool, that's light. That's going to create a lot more for my life. And so that is me. Like, look at what matters to you. You know, because, what matters to you isn't going to be what matters to everybody. If you cook a lot, what kind of, or what are you cooking with nice pots and pans that, like, make that easy for you? Or are you cooking with mismatched, like uneven cooking stuff that is like that's frustrating to you. And it's like you only have like 100% of a day or a life, and if the things that you're spending your most time in are frustrating and not fun experiences for you, then that's what you're making your life up. Like, it's really kind of clear. It's like, okay, well, this much of my life I'm cooking, and 40% of the time I'm cooking, 40% of the time I'm frustrated with how I'm cooking, where that could be such an orgasmic, joyous experience for me. Wait a minute, what would that look like? What would my life look like if 40% more of it, while I cooked and I loved it, was receiving these beautiful pots and pans and cookware and all of that stuff? What would it actually look like? And maybe it won't matter, and maybe there'll be no energy on it, and maybe it'll be like, oh my God, that's such a yes. Cool, how do I create that?
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back and talk more about beauty.
Yummy, yummy.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Is it time to create a different and greater world? Through research, we can explore paths to new and exciting possibilities. The Hope Foundation for Possibilities and Change is a research-based, not-for-profit organization dedicated to exploring, discovering, and creating a different future for all. Your donations make this happen. You can contribute at foundationforpossibilities.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm with here with Chelsea Dalzell. Am I saying that right? Okay,
nailed
cool.
It.
I was like, I was like, I thought so, and then I was like, oh, I don't want to butcher it.
No, I feel bad for the people because I wait for them, and I'm like, shit, I should have told her first.
Well, we were so on first name basis, right? It's like, think about your last name. So. What? Well, awesome. I love our conversation right before the break. You were talking about like, just being able to like ask questions for yourself, you know, what matters to you. But I'm curious, how do you do that when you live and work with other people that have different ways of being and likes?
Oh, you literally live with other people, like a family member or boyfriend or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a tricky one, Venus. I would say, I was ill-prepared for that. I've been spoiling myself by living... Well, that's not true. I have a 4-year-old. And that is challenging. Because you're like, how does this not matter to you? And it's, right. I'd say, like, you really got to up your allowance. And... I mean,
you're a little far from the mic, I think. We could come back to the mic or
better?
Plug it in.
Better now?
There it is.
Can you hear me now?
Cool.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thanks.
Sorry about that. I'd say probably upping your allowance is going to help. I say that in theory because I am totally not an allowance. So my kid, like, crushing Fruit Loops into the carpet and, like, you know, throwing stuff on my sofa. And, Well, do you live with another person?
I do. I'm super, like, I like things really nice and neat and pretty and clean and, you know, so, and I'm grateful for them because I know that they've really stepped up their game. And yeah, there's still moments where it's like,
I would probably start higher. If you would love a really, really clean house, and it's just causing any kind of tension, I would say,
that's right. So how did you do it though when you were working with, like, you're working with Shannon, you're not mm-hmm. Shannon's not the same as you, so
that was like a huge pivotal turning point on the way I functioned in almost like all work relationships and with every person in my world, was that the moment that you start to, oh, I like this person, it's like your cop out to having awareness. I like this person now, it's really different and weird to try and use it in pictures or not super usable. And then you've got other people that have like 4 colors and they are the most beautiful, easy 4 colors in the world. But it's like, they're not the nasty colors on somebody's palette aren't wrong or bad. They're just like, cool, how do I work with this? And you just need to be aware that they're there. And like that changed the way I looked at glumping people's attributes as like a likable or non-likable being. And like until that moment, I kind of was. So I'd be like, oh my God, I love this person. I love them. They're so great. And then they do something that would be like, that I wouldn't like or didn't fall into my world of positive judgment with them. And I get really effed up about it. I'd be like, oh, does this, now I don't like them. Oh, should I go away now? Do they have to go away now? Oh, what do I do with this? You know, this isn't part of what they're supposed to be as a person that I love or like. And it, because I had cut my awareness off completely. Whereas if you can look at the whole world, literally, and it totally goes back to like interesting point of view and not being in that love, like, hate, because the polarities are just, they're not real. And you lose amazing people. You know, like, I think we all know some of the most brilliant people we know have some really difficult sides to them. And that's okay. And then there are some really boring people. Like, there are some people that we've got around in our lives that don't really have super difficult sides, but then they don't have that amazing, sparkly, creative possibility either. And so it's like looking at people as they are with no judgment and being like, cool, does this still work? Will this work? What can we actually create together? And is this creating more together? Or is it time to change something? You know? Especially in relationship. Like, especially in, like, romantic relationship, I think. If I ever do a romantic relationship again, I'll totally use that.
But the jury's still out on that one, right?
Yeah, totally. I'm like, relationships will take, I think, a pretty, well, I should actually be asking you this, take a probably little bit more energy than I think I want to put there right now. But we'll see. We'll see if the easiest person with a whole bunch of beautiful colors can show up.
Well, I did in this last one. I was like you. I was in a space of creating my life. Everything was going amazing. I really had my own back in a way I'd never had before. And then I said, okay, body, I'm no longer going to choose for you. You get to choose.
Wow, I love that. Cool.
Yeah. And okay. it's been pretty amazing. And it for me, it had to be something that created even greater, you know. And it wasn't a depletion. So.
And that's totally looking at what works and what doesn't, and like creating a greater life too, you know. Right. I mean, that person you see all the time, people just trying to make stuff work. And that energy just doesn't work for me anymore. I'm like, right. I've done it too long. Trying to make rotten cars work, or trying to make a place that you live work, or trying to make a relationship work. It's like, no.
There's trying to turn frogs into princes.
Yeah.
A frog is a frog.
Infinite choice in the world. And like, the more you choose against that, and like this point of view that there isn't enough, or this might be your only shot, it's like exactly what's going to show up. And I'm like, gross. No thanks.
I'll pass.
Exactly.
Awesome. So, well, why don't you tell me about, like, how did creating beauty in business come about? What is that?
Thank you for asking. That's my sweet little love child that I'm so excited. That's my relationship right there. It's all of my little projects and my creative things. It came about when I just, for so long, just sort of assumed that everybody got aesthetic and that everybody could do beautiful graphics and that everybody could just dress well or dress themselves or dress in a way that like created more, until I slowly just realized that not everybody necessarily, like, I think that it is super valuable, and I started to get the value in it in a different way, and that was through going to, I mean, some really big beautiful access classes really helped just get me to the point where I was able to acknowledge like how valuable those energies were for me and in my life, and actually the world. I don't know if you remember too, Dane did a call, Dr. Dane here, for those of you who don't know who we're talking about, did a call about like the motion of the ocean. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. And that was the first time I heard him say something about the beautiful energies underneath this. What are the beautiful energies underneath this? And I was like, oh, my whole body and my whole world was like, on. I was like, listening, this means us. And I was like, oh, what is that? What is he talking about? And I listened to that call over and over and over again. And it was just like, whoa, this is something I've been missing or not acknowledging. What are the beautiful energies underneath this? And it's like having beauty as this generative energy in your life, inviting to it, realizing it's just so not what we thought it was. I did a telecall on it because it was so profound to me, and it was called The Power of Beauty. And it's like, through that was actually where it really, that's like where it really hit home about the business and like the telecall that I'm having coming up next. It started to open doors to that, where I got out of judgment for myself and everybody that was on the call around like what, like the judgeable beauty is, what we've made beauty, what we've bought beauty is, and like how twisted up that's become in our world, and therefore so impossible to receive from, you know. Like, nature is beautiful, but people don't, like, when you first think of beauty, it usually brings up a judgment. Most people judge themselves or judge something in it. Past that is like kindness and like generative energies that are really like, they actually generate in the way of like business, like how I've turned it into a business, you know, which is like bringing beauty to business is, you know, online and marketing and stuff like that. But also like bringing beauty into your life, how actually generative that is, like how much more money you make when you're happy and when you have beautiful things around you and your body's happy. I mean, it's just, it became a completely different energy to me that I was like, hey, I have to know more about this. And so then, of course, I like went to, in this little span, I have no idea which happened first. It was like, I think The Power of Beauty was going on right when I was in a call. I went to the COP with Gary in London and asked him some questions about beauty and aesthetic. And so that gave me another piece of the puzzle. And slowly it's just become this thing. And I'm like, what is this? You know? And what can it create? And it's like kind of funny how, I mean, if we notice some of the most judged energies in this world are usually the ones that can change the most for you, or like are the most valuable, or actually will create way beyond anything you ever thought, or those ones that are like most judged and most terrified of, or low, like, you know, sexual energies or beautiful energies. So I'm like, okay, there's got to be something here for me if this many people are weird about it. And then, I mean, on the ground level, like, it's been just creating really beautiful websites for people, creating with space, and like, just, I guess, putting on paper what I know, and I know how to create, and what I can, I get that the business actually is asking for, and that's where I can do a little shout out, thank you, to Talk to the Entities, is learning those the tools and Talk to the Entities, and in Access, obviously, about, like, you know, everything having consciousness, and actually asking what that business wants to look like, what your body wants to wear. You know, and then when you start engaging like that, it's just like a whole different world, you know?
Mm-hmm. And such an invitation. So when you ask, what's the beautiful energy underneath this? What are you perceiving? I know most people are going, what are you looking for? But what are you perceiving with that?
I perceive that, like, it's almost the energy of nature that usually I get. And if Dane just nailed it. It's like, I would probably just urge everybody to get that call. I don't even, was it free, or how can you find that? Is there a way that we can get it to people or something?
Or tell us. I can look. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what it was. Anyways, it was Emotion of the Ocean. It was with Dane, and it was brilliant. And it's just like a way of, well, look up at something, whether you're fighting with somebody or you're even struggling with something, it's just a way to me. It almost has the same energy as like an SOP energy, or like a turning of like the molecules. You kind of look at something and you're like, okay, what is, it's difficult or it's hard. Okay, well, what are the beautiful energies underneath this? But just an energy. It's something that changes it instantaneously for me, and also lets things kind of sparkle in their own way. It's almost like it wakes up energies that weren't there before or something. It's a very special, different way. I urge everybody to give it a go, purely out of the fun for it, and just to see what it shows up as in your life. Because, I mean, everybody has their, like, you know, special tools that they use to get themselves out of, you know, when they're struggling with something, and this has become one of mine, and it's fun, you know. Beauty's fun for me. I value it and I love it, and it contributes to me. And Gary was inspiring to me when he said he's asked for all the most beautiful things to find him, and I was like, yeah, me too. Like, the most beautiful things, and that's everything from photographs to scenes to kindness and like beautiful energies, you know, and that's nurturing. And it's also different than anything else. It's just beauty.
Well, and it differs for everybody, right? It's not, we're not saying that there's one way, you know, that is going to eat what, when you're looking for what's the beautiful energy underneath this, it's what is beautiful to you.
And it's a question, yeah. And it's like actually getting out of, and I think probably clearing any of the points of view that you have about beauty would probably make things a lot easier if you're going to start using tools like that. Because otherwise you're going to look for the judgment of, like, what's beautiful about this? Nothing. But if you're like, okay, well, and if beautiful doesn't work for you, and you're just that, and that's not a word that you want to use, I mean, you can look for, like, you know, what's right about this? I'm not getting. Mm-hmm. That's going to be something similar. What's right about this? I'm not getting. What are the beautiful energies underneath this? It's kind of like the creation and possibility question. What are the beautiful energies underneath this? What's possible with this? Okay, so this shitty thing is showing up, or this bad thing, or this whatever thing is going on. Okay, cool. And what are the beautiful energies underneath this? Meaning, like, what else is actually possible here?
Great. Well, we're going to talk more about that just in another moment and take a quick break. If you have any questions for Chelsea, please feel free to call 202 202- 570-7057, and we'll be right back.
Best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life, ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs, and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with Chelsea Dazell, and we're talking about beauty and business, and I just am so inspired, Chelsea, by the things that you're saying, and I'm like, ooh, I really want to work with you. And because I've literally been asking for you, for someone like you, because that I'm super aesthetic as well. And I'm like, I look at my website and it's better than it ever has been. And it's still missing something. Right. So I'm curious, like, how do you maybe work with somebody when you start to...
Yeah. This has totally been a work in progress, I have to say. I mean, I was like, how am I going to do this? I know what I want to accomplish. I know what I can do. But learning how to like work with people on their stuff is so different because it's all differing, you know, like everything, it's all varying rather. So usually what I've so far in this 10 seconds, the process has been, people are looking for something because I know all of the systems and I know actually how to create like the ease in business too, which is like, I mean, I call it another way of like having like a beautiful business, but it's like that ease in business, like the systems and things flowing together and it like working. It's usually a combination of that. It's a website and a lot of people they either come to me because their business isn't working or they don't like something about their website. It can start very like small like that. I don't like the way my website. Okay, cool. So usually like 9 times out of 10, we start with a session, like straight up access session, usually for an hour. And that hour will be spent partially like facilitating, using the tools of access consciousness, facilitating, asking questions, processing through.
Drop. Yep. Okay. So Chelsea will be right back. And wouldn't it be cool if we all just were able to like look at our lives and go, okay, so there is something here that's not working. And what's right about this? I'm not getting what's the beautiful energy underneath this. Is really what Chelsea's talking about is like that everything is working out in our favor in some way, even if we can't see how, and it might look like it's a mess right now. And there's something right about it. There's something cool.
I'm here. I'm sorry. Hi. I lost you.
No worries. I was just elaborating on the beautiful energy underneath this. So.
Oh, thank you. Good. Well, how lovely. So we'll start usually with a session, and that'll get people to ground like a foundation of no judgment. So then we can start to create, the beautiful thing about access is that, it's 50% destroying and creating and getting rid of the crap. And then the rest is actually creating. And that's when the fun begins with me and with what I do is getting you out of the way of all the judgments and where you think your business should go, but it's not working. It wants to go somewhere different. And so we talk to the business, we talk to you, we see, and then the other half of that session is typically used for what do you actually have in place right now? And so, and what's working there and what's not, and where would you like to go? And are you congruent with where you think you want to go, or do we start somewhere else? And that session is really at the core of a lot changes from that, because it's just awareness, you go from thinking I'm wrong and bad, I've done something wrong and bad, the business should be here and it's not. And it's just a barrage of judgments that is just not real, not honoring you, not honoring the business, and totally not working. So we start there, and then usually I offer whatever I get or what they've expressed that they want from that. So sometimes it's something completely different. Sometimes a session is enough, because if you're creative and the person that I'm working with is creative, has done their own website, does do their own graphics, sometimes they just got to get out of the point of view of that they're in that's not working. And if they're not, then it can be okay, cool, well, what's your next step? And now I've craftily built a brilliant little agency of wonderful people that do pretty much everything now for business. So that's when I'll be okay, and this is what we can do for you. This is what my team and I can offer. These are all of the options from what we've discovered your business wants to do. I can show you how to do them. I can show your staff how to do them, or you can hire us to do it. And it's everything from maybe your business wants more public relations and it wants more social media, or it wants something completely different. And so we get to that through the session, and then I just help you institute it with whatever resources you have. So whether those resources are you and your people, or the resource is money and you want to pay me to do it. That's what we do.
And we'll take that.
Yeah.
So you've said this a few times, and I'm sure there's probably somebody out there going, okay, so you keep talking about you talk to the business. How do you talk to the business?
Yeah, cool. That's one of my favorite questions. So that is the thing that made life absolutely infinitely easier when I did start working with Talk to the Entities, was you just have to get over the point of view that things don't all have consciousness. The big step, I think I probably take it for granted now in my life, because it's so real to me that well, the graphic isn't working. Well, why aren't you just asking the class what it wants to look like? Does the class want that graphic? And is it congruent with what this is? So to me, I'm duh, why don't you just do this? But that is basically what it is. It's acknowledging that literally everything has consciousness. And so in Talk to the Entities, that can be entities, can be a bit of a blurred line between everything has consciousness, or is that an entity? And that's just, slightly different in some ways and totally different in others, and a bit of a story for another time. But basically you're talking to the entities of the pieces, or acknowledging the consciousness in everything and really asking for its help. This isn't the website, for example. If it's feeling weird and incongruent, it's probably because it just wants, the business wants a different website. The business is, if this is one of the ways in which your business is conducted, what is flowing and what's not working? And the only way you're really good, you can use your mind and you can do all of the right steps that somebody that would be that has a background in public relations or marketing or technologies, they would go through a big long checklist of stuff. Or you can do it the fast, easy, conscious way, which would be okay, what isn't working here? And truth, where is that? So if it's a graphic, for example, I'll usually ask your class, okay, so what kind of class is it? Truth, does this class want to exist, and when and where? Probably most access facilitators do that by this point. Or I would that would be a tool that I would definitely recommend to them so that their classes work, is you go like, so truth, you know, when does this class want to be? Where does it want to be? Okay, cool. Yeah, that feels yummy. That's a yes. Groovy. Okay. So now graphic, what do you want to be? What do you want to look like? I get like a really quick download of pictures because that's just like sort of what I do. And I've worked on it really hard. You know, I mean, it's my job and it's what I make money doing. So I want to be as efficient at it as possible. So I work on that. And so now it's like usually a quick download. It's like, okay, so what do you want to look like? And it's like, boom, this, cool. It's flashes of color, or it's energies of like a style. Like maybe it's more like photographic, or it's illustrative, or it's somebody. All of a sudden this person will come into my world and be like, oh, I just need to talk to this person about it. And it happens lightning fast. And then that leads to another conversation, which gets to whatever it is you're trying to create. And it's super not linear. You know? Mm. And so I notice like when there's heaviness and where there's a clunk and where there's something not working, it's usually time to ask a question, or you're not receiving the energies from the elements that you're working with. Mm. If you're trying to force your point of view onto a website, onto a business, I think that's where a lot of businesses starve and why so many people hate it, because it's just like not, you're going against rather than working with. And like, we just all see how that works in a million different ways. So it's sort of the same thing. It's just using those same fundamentals and like just being aware and asking and being willing to receive information and work with things and for things to be easier than you having to always slough through and be the person that is like forcing something into existence. It's allowing it and working with.
Hmm. And so what are some of the questions that you use to get you to that awareness of like working with the business?
For me, it was actually taking a lot of talk to the entities classes. That was for me. That was a really big one for me. I have to be honest. Those classes really did the trick. If you haven't taken any of those classes, I recommend it. And or just putting your barriers down. And if you have started on any work in consciousness, and whether that's access or something else, and you still have the point of view that you're separate, that the world is separate, that the inanimate objects in your world are inanimate and they don't have a presence and an energy to them, and you have created separations there, I would really start with that. And I'd clear the points of view that you have about that. Well, I mean, personally, I would use the access tools because that's my game. That's what I love. and I would discern and create the points of view I have about that and the separations between them. And then I would sort of be like, universe, show me. Like, what? Help me with this. You know, if you really want to know. And I just wanted an easier, funner life. And I knew that through the tools that I had learned with Talk to the Entities, that it was just easier. It was like working with this thing, working with the entities that are here, especially in Shannon's business. It literally is like a ton of entities working with her business. It's like you can work against them or work with them. And with was just so much faster. And so who's with you now? Like, what entities are with you? What are the elements in your home that are willing to contribute? When you walk into a home or you're looking at moving, for example, like acknowledge it. Just acknowledging it, that it has a energy and like a life force of its own, wakes it up and you can feel that. And I guess, what would it take for you to be more world, not you, Venus? What would it take for you guys to be more aware of those energies, aware of those subtleties, and present enough to get them in the way that you need to get them for this to start working for you?
Well, I've had conversations too about with people about entities and also animals, and it really is kind of the same thing, but it's being aware of all of it. Like, all of it has an energy, all of it desires to contribute in some way, and it's like, it's paying attention, you know?
So well said. It's literally just paying attention. It's not closing off awareness anymore and not creating yourself as separate, and like actually being willing to have things easier. Because if you're really acknowledging that, like you said, all of the animals, all the plants, all of the objects at your home, all the people even in your life, whether they feel easy or not, are actually a contribution. It's like life is just gets a lot easier. And I think that's where a lot of people go, no, thanks. I haven't learned life to be easy, so it isn't. And it's just a big mindset shift, I think, that a lot of people have to kind of go through.
Did you always think life was meant to be easy?
No. No, I still don't. I still don't think it's as easy as it could be. I was driving yesterday and I just went through this like, oh my gosh, I'm like inventing stress. Like it was like kind of like, I felt like my body was like clenched. Like there was tension in it. And I was like, this is literally an invention right now. There's nothing wrong. And I finally, for the first time, went, oh my gosh, what if I was willing to just have a really easy life? And I had to clear a bunch of stuff because that's still been made wrong. A working class family that works really, really hard, and that's been made right. And I was like, but that's sucky. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that anymore, you know? Like, this, is, I've done that a good share of my life. And maybe it's just time to try it. Like, what if I just was willing to, like, and just started to lean into that more? What could I accomplish, you know?
Right.
So no, Venus, I have not always had it. I have not always had that point of view, and I'm still deaf. It's still a big one that I'm working on.
But it is getting easier.
Totally. Oh my God, all the time. It is. All the time. Oh my God, like minute by minute it's easier. And like after this conversation it's going to be easier. So thank you.
Totally. Well, I know you have a program coming up. I'd love for you to talk to about that a little bit.
Thank you. I do. It's, this will be the first program that I actually have talking about this. And it's going to be really fun. It's going to be a combination of what I know from some of the stuff that the tools that I took for granted from school, as we all do that. We're all like, ew, I did that in university. So now it must be completely not valuable because I'm conscious. And I'm like, okay, no, I actually learned some really cool stuff about technique, composition, color, negative space, foreground, middle ground, background, like all of those things that you don't know why something works when you look at it until you learn how it doesn't work and how to look at kind of how to see things and like the actual like pragmatics of design and like how things work together and the relationship between, you know, sizes and composition and just like the value of different things and pieces. So it's going to be a portion of that. So learning how to do that. And it's taught, it's teachable. Like I think a lot of people think like, oh, people can either do art or they can't, or it's a gift. It's really not. Like it, that actually is not true. You can absolutely learn those techniques. What isn't learnable is to want it. If you just don't care about it, that's a different story. That's probably this is not the program for you. But if in any way you're going, I want to like, what is it about that that makes it so beautiful? Whether it's an outfit or it's a billboard or it's a dish, you know, it's like, I want to know why that works, why that is pretty, why does this work? So that piece is going to be a big piece of what we do. And then the yummy bit, which is the like the energetics of beauty and the energetics of design. And actually talking to the pieces that you're making and you're creating with. And this program is for everyone from people that do, you know what I do, marketing and design, to maybe people like that craft or that you make clothes or that you're interested in that or a future in that. Because not that many people, I think, are really willing to A, learn the skills for it and then become like energetically congruent with their creations. And then what's possible there is the really fun, magical part. Because that's when you're like, okay, little graphic, go out and make me money. And are you willing to do this for me? Or, okay, cool, t-shirts. Like, what can you go out and create in the world? Will this create more consciousness? And if it's going to create that, well, what will that bring to me in my life and what will this and so it's like the fun facilitation yummy bits in combination with some theory and some practicality, and then there'll be technique learning. So this is not a course that's for people that are already professional graphic designers. If you have ever tried Canva, this is enough. And that's it. It's going to be a combination of all those things.
Awesome. How can they find you?
They can find me at bringingbeautytobusiness.com. And probably the most effective way is going to be bringingbeautytobusiness.com/workshop.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Chelsea. This has been awesome. I can't wait to see what you go and create in the world.
Me too. Thank you so much, Venus. This is super fun.
Yay. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.